Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Actually, good morning.
Good morning.
11 o'clock Eastern time. The
That's
reason
right.
we give you the actual time is because the grand experiment.
What could possibly go wrong?
The grand experiment, excuse my voice, the grand experiment is about to take place on the Mike O'Mara Show today. Yeah. We are very, very excited that for the very first time, we will be taking your phone calls for a limited time on the show today.
As an experiment.
We have a phone number. Our phone number is 877-806-2482. And we will not be able to identify callers by name. Mm-hmm. We will have to use your area code. So if I answer the phone and you hear me say your area code, mm-hmm. and you hear my voice, in all probability, it is you.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is the opening vignette,
right.
have your finger on that opening.
Oh, okay.
On that trigger, because I could go.
Figure.
Yes.
Okay, you got it.
Yes, I could go to it at a moment's
you
notice.
You got it. No. Let me bring up.
I am so nervous. No, I'm really not.
No reason to be.
I am. I'm filled with dread, actually.
There, that's, now you've got the right emotion.
That's what it is. We are going to go to area code 360.
Ah.
Area code 360, you are the very first caller ever on the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Who am I speaking with?
Is that me?
Oh.
he's working you, Mike.
And there he goes.
I really hope.
This is Chase.
Sorry, Chase.
No, you cannot possibly be the very first caller and say, is that me?
Chase thought that would be funny.
No, he didn't. No,
but he was wrong.
No, Buzz. You are giving Chase way too much credit.
The rule.
He legitimately was doing the old thing that we used to hate. Is that me?
So, wait, let's be clear here. The rules of engagement are the same as when we used to be on air.
Absolutely.
There's no leeway.
Absolutely.
No first time caller.
No, with that said, I probably would have been. That was the first. You cannot have the first with, is that me? We are going to, I'm going to go to number one again.
Good luck. Good luck, Mike.
Area code 510. You are on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Tommy,
how are you?
I am looking at you, and I'm looking at my friends.
Now, Tommy,
how on you guys?
Tommy, how?
Hey, Tommy.
Oh, that now. See,
yeah,
there you go.
Hey, Tommy.
Now, Tommy, you're you did not say, is it me? You're on the air. What part of the country am I speaking with, Tommy?
We're California, Northern California.
Cool. Northern California.
Awesome. Nice.
I am, I'm pleased. This pleases me greatly. Tommy, how are you enjoying the Mike O'Mara Show?
Oh, dude, you know what? I goosebumps, man. Goosebumps all over.
For us too.
Us too. Yeah.
For us too. It's very cool to be able to take phone calls. We're very, very happy. We're going to do this now semi-regularly on the show. We think it's a great idea. It's a new direction for the show. We're very happy. Is this costing us any money?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, chump change.
Yes,
it is.
Tommy, Tommy, being the inaugural caller on the show, and because Chase shite the bed, and really, he probably didn't expect to, but is that me is not, it's just an old radio rule we
not
used
acceptable.
To have. That's along with you guys's, and if we go back
first
to
time
the old,
caller.
If we go back to the old Don and Mike show, it was Whatnot, but Whatnot, I slid on that rule when
did.
I had my own
well,
show.
Well, Chase was Buzz Aldrin, and
this is Neil Armstrong.
That's Neil Armstrong.
That's right.
Tommy, how are things in Northern California today?
You know what? It's great just to be here and be with you guys back there in Virginia or wherever you guys are at.
Exactly.
That's good. Well, Tommy, we got lots of people in line. I've got 7 lines on hold already that are
right.
getting ready to come on the radio.
I appreciate being the inaugural caller. You guys rock.
You are number one, my friend.
You've been rocking my world for 20 years.
God bless you, Tommy, and thanks so much for being the first call. This is a lot of fun, and you wanted to say something, Mark?
Do you want music?
Music for
with
what?
This?
Underneath the calls?
I don't know. Right now, let's take him dry.
Okay.
Let's take him dry because I got no throat today.
Okay.
Tommy, thanks for the call.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Guys.
Okay, bye-bye. That's cool. So that worked out very well. Let's go. There's 703.
Maybe we should stop while we're ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Good night, everybody.
I know. You know what? We'll start the show. Good
idea. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
I get people to pull me aside and go, Gabriel, you're a very funny guy. You're very talented. Don't you think perhaps you're living a little excess in life? And I'm like, well, I love to eat. Well, don't you want to live to be 100? Well, not if I can't eat tacos. And as many as I want. You know, a lot of people think that just because you work out and lift weights and you eat right and you do what people tell you to do, that you'll live a long life. If I die tomorrow from overeating, God bless me, that's exactly how it was supposed to be. That's why every day I try to live just a little bit of my life, like I might not be here tomorrow. Because you never know. I don't want to die tomorrow knowing I could have had a piece of cake tonight. That's why when people tell me, why don't you work out? Why don't you lift weights? Well, what if I'm going to die tomorrow? I don't want to die sore. I want to die full. When the coroner cuts me open, I want the whole room to smell like potato wedges.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hi there.
Are you there?
Mark Ronick on board, ladies and gentlemen. Heard in 148 countries around the world. He's been working his ass off to get the phones up. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show, MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah.
We are over 6 million downloads and growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by Coastal Studios. Headed to Myrtle Beach, check out Coastal Studios and their breathtaking beach portraits for couples, singles, and families. How do you feel having somebody else have this for a change?
I like it.
Mention TMOS for a free photo session, an $85 value, or get a free portrait. Turn my freaking gain up just a little bit, please. Thank you very much. Mention TMOS for a free photo session at $85 value or get a free portrait. Veteran-owned military discounts always available. Coastal Studios, the perfect portrait for the perfect vacation. Visit them on Facebook or coastalstudios.net or click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mr. French. Mr. French with my beverage. Thank you.
The butler has arrived.
I swear to
God. A glass of
ice. You know what? Really, the real me, I effing hate doing that. I really do. I do not like doing that, but I had to.
Really?
I swear to
well,
God.
He is
no,
your
it was
butler.
Pure necessity, and RJ is the only one that can run out of here. At the beginning of the show,
run,
I said, can you please
run, really?
Grab me a Diet Dr. Pepper, which I'm going to have right now, a little ice. I feel great, but the throat is still completely tanked, and the depleted hours, everything else is contributing to this, but it is the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got a great show planned for you today. My apologies to the show being shut down for a day yesterday. It happens. We always like to look at that as an opportunity for all of you to catch up on your listening. A lot of people are behind, and we hate it when you are.
Well, so many weeks behind. It's shameful, really.
So we really appreciate everybody, you know, understanding that situation and understanding the ins and outs. Any programming notes that you have for anybody catching up? Are we laying anything out there during the bonus hour or anything available for anybody? Or
well, we will have the This Week in America later today live at probably around 1:30 is going to be my guess, since I'm editing the show later. And then it'll be available on Saturday afternoon for download.
Very good. We go to area code 443. Hello, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Wow. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Oh, great.
Mike, meet
Smarmy?
Mike.
Smarmy? He's out? Oh, no.
See you later.
Oh, I feel like I'm a listener listening. I already know what's going
to
happen.
Let's go to area code 802. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good luck.
Oscar is truly a fan of me working the phones because he knows the old habits. I have always been known for a very quick trigger. Area code 802, you're on the air. Hello.
There is absolutely nothing good that can come of this.
Now, is this Tab again?
This is not. This is Marcus.
Hi, Marcus. This is second Smarmy guy.
He's got a booming voice.
Hey, Marcus, what kind of phone are you on, man? It sounds really, really like, it sounds like you're in the bathroom down the hallway. How are you?
I'm actually tucked away in my office, watching you on my iPad, listening to you on my phone,
wow,
and following the stream of Facebook you know.
This is the technology gone wild. Awesome, right? This is really a lot of fun.
You know, I saw somebody post the other day when we made the announcement about the phones, and they said, long-time Facebooker, first-time caller.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. It's probably true. Yeah. And Marcus, what part of the world do you hail from?
I'm in Burlington, Vermont.
Ah, beautiful Burlington.
Awesome.
We never have gotten the true story. Mark Ronick is very secretive about the situation with Vermont.
Well, I don't want to get sued.
Extremely curious.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's maybe. Because it's, you know, I of course, stream it every day. I've got every recorded show of yours.
Wow.
And when I had the opportunity to listen to it live so that I could listen four times a day, I was all over it.
This is really a lot of fun. It's pretty more amazing. Fun than I thought it would be. And Marcus, we're going to take a lot of calls. We've got I got seven people standing by. How many does this have capability
I think
for?
We can take up to 10 lines.
10 lines. Okay, so we got lots of people standing by. Marcus, you rock. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Keep up the great work, guys. You are the best ensemble ever on the radio.
Oh, God bless you. Kind. Thank you very
appreciate
much.
It. That's
man,
very
this
kind.
Is so much fun.
Do you
want to
give out the number once again?
Yeah, here's our toll-free number if you're streaming us right now. 877-806-2482. Or if you're listening live for any reason, any way you're able to get that done, we would appreciate you giving us a phone call. And we're going to be taking your calls throughout the show. Also on the show today, story time with Buzz Burbank.
Hi, kids. Nice.
Buzz has the rule book like we all do that really, you know, you just keep your eyes open and life kind of comes at you.
Oh, yeah.
And Buzz has some very interesting stories, one that involves a 911 call with his wife.
Mm-hmm. And well, you knew that was going to happen.
And another story of murder.
Murder. Wow.
I'm sorry, whenever I say that, I should say murder.
Thank you, Mike. That's much
and lots of others that will have story time with Buzz Burbank today. Also, a call out to Iowa for the happiest man in the world, Rob Spiewak, who is just filled with joy as he is just being Rob. Like it's Rob Radio out there, and Rob enjoying the fantasy that people actually really think he cares. He matters. I'm sorry. So we will do that. Also, tax day today. That's it. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, go ahead, Mark. What?
No, I was going to say, you know, Rob has been like me over the past 24 hours, constantly checking in if we're going to talk to him today.
Really?
I mean, constant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's get it out of the way. You want to talk to him
right
now?
Well, then
we
got to hang this all up.
We got to hang this up?
Yeah.
Let's run through these guys.
All right, let's go through some phone calls. Let's do that. All right, we go to area code 916. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hello, Mike. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Oscar, and hi, two of our favorites, Mark and RJ, from the TOS chat room.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Becky D.
Oh, Becky D. Ducky D.
That's her
you know
screen
Ducky
name
D?
In the chat room.
You know all these people?
Well, yeah.
Okay, Ducky D, where are you from?
Sacramento, Sactown.
Beautiful Sactown. How are things in Sactown today, Ducky D?
Sunny and gorgeous.
Listen to my ice.
Are you going to miss the Kings?
Yeah.
Yes. That was stimulating. Thank you, Ducky D. We appreciate it. Let's go to area code 301. That's Maryland. Hello, area code 301. Who is this?
Hello, Mike.
Wow.
You know what?
I have to go.
You know, this is okay.
Wow.
This is, you know what? Because of the length of time, this to me is okay that he made it through. This is one of the first times Dennis has ever been first.
Wow.
This is really Dennis, I have to say this. I am actually proud of you, Dennis.
Wow.
Thank you.
I am proud of you.
I took the number down and I got it. And
he did. He did. He made an effort.
Wow.
He made an effort.
Congratulations.
I am thrilled with this phone call. I really am. Dennis, under normal circumstances, you know I wouldn't feel that way. You don't call the new radio show, but I don't care, Dennis. I am happy.
Well, you know why that is?
Why is that?
Shamrock hung up on me, and I refused the call.
Did Shamrock hang up? I will tell Shamrock not to do that, because I will tell you. Dennis, you call me anytime next week, and I will make sure your call gets through, okay?
Okay, and hey, you all have a great show, and Doug, it's nice to hear you again.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis.
Dennis
good
Murphy.
To hear you too.
Dennis P. Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, a delight. Dennis, have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Please continue. Bye.
Thank you.
Please continue.
That was a good call on Dennis's part, too.
Very nice.
Oh, I got to hang that one up. Hold on a second.
I think you got it.
Area code 505. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
505.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steven from Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
That is amazing.
Hi, Steven. How are you?
I am good.
Well,
I want to say hello to all my Ustream chat people, ABQ Scoop Steve.
God, what are they having, a road rally outside the studio here? Honest to Christ.
We're trying to.
I swear. No, I'm talking about not you, sir. I'm talking about the road noise here from outside, which Manassas. Is just like, I mean, the corner that I live in, sometimes the road noise bleeds through very rarely. And now when we're taking phone calls and we're quiet in here, the microphones are picking up the road noise. Mm-hmm. And that is very, very frustrating. We're going to have to figure out a way to maybe deal with that.
We could just put RJ in the middle of the road. No one can get by.
Just stopping so there's no sound whatsoever. And what part of the world again is this?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Well, what's your name, sir?
Steven,
thank you so much for
Steven
listening. We appreciate it. We're going to take some more phone calls.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Let's go to area code 661. I have no idea. Area code, now what's going to be fun, I will be very excited when we get our first international call.
It's not hell, but it's close to it.
I am very, very excited about that. 661, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Where is this?
Bakersfield, California.
Beautiful Bakersfield, right. California. And your name, sir?
I'm Jim.
Jim.
Jim, yeah. Well, actually, I dropped the second Jim. I just go by one Jim now.
Okay. Now, was that Jim because that used to be a nickname, or is it Jim because you have Tourette's?
Because I have Tourette's.
Ah, very good. Oh. Thank you very much
an
for the call.
Honest answer.
We appreciate it. Let's go to area code 360. Area code 360. Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Now, I think you're on with Jim. Jim, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And area code 360, where are you from?
This is Colonel Chase in Seattle.
In Seattle, we have Seattle and Bakersfield. I'm getting a Woody.
Okay, me too.
I'm getting turgid.
Have both your dogs bark at once now.
Incidentally, and Mr. Santana gets the credit for being the driving force behind this, as he was for the original podcast.
I beg to differ.
Oh, really?
I have to give Mark credit because he came up with the software.
Oh, okay, you came up with the software.
But I came up with the idea.
He was the idea guy.
Well, that's cool. I know both of you. We'd be nowhere with the old men would be nowhere without the young man on this show.
That's
the way it goes. But I will tell you, I suddenly, as Oscar will know and Mark will know by looking at me, I'm seeing dollar signs. So we've got Bakersfield and Seattle. We're going to we're going to let Bakersfield go. Thank you for calling, Jim. Bye-bye. There we go. And Seattle, what is your name in Seattle?
This is Chase.
Oh, Chase is
back.
And
I was the first caller, and I screwed up, and I'm sorry.
Chase, you have redeemed yourself, and I am delighted that you have called back, and we welcome you with open arms. What is the weather like in Seattle today?
It's raining cats and dogs. It's just miserable.
It's just miserable, as it is often in Seattle. But, Chase, thank you for calling back, and how does it sound down the line? Everything sounding okay?
It sounds pretty good for a cell phone to an internet show. I mean, it's kind of some magic technology working right there.
I will tell you on our end, and that's the end that everybody's going to hear, whether they listen live or whether they hear it later on when they download it.
Right.
It sounds crystal clear, and there is less of a delay, which blows my mind. I am thrilled with this, that means the experiment, I will tell you already, ladies and gentlemen, is a success, which means we will do this. We're not going to do it every day on the show, but it will work itself into the regular part of the program. And Chase got to take some more phone calls, so thank you very much for calling.
Mike, before you do.
All right.
You know.
And Mark, when you do that, here's a little radio rule.
Okay.
Just a little radio rule. Okay. I've told this to Rob a couple of times.
Remember who did the phones.
I know. Okay. But when I kill the call, when the call's over and I say, we'll talk to you later, one more thing. When Rob does it, it's a radio rule. It doesn't work. You see, because we're done. We're moving on. Right. No matter. There's nothing the caller's going to add.
I didn't want to ask the caller.
That's good. Okay. So that's good.
Can I ask one quick question?
No, you may not. Thank you.
Chase.
Let me regain control of the show. Thank you. That's how it works. You see, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have a producer come in and go, hey, one more thing while you've got the caller, after he goes, we're going to move on now. Do you understand? That's how it works. That's the point I was making. Now, you wanted to say something separately.
Yes.
Yeah,
I wanted to say that as much as Rob loves Iowa, how upset do you think he's going to be that he missed this first day of phone calls?
You know what? I think Rob, if he listens to this show, will understand how much fun we're having with this and how exciting it is. It really is.
He'll look forward to it.
If my horrible, depleted throat does not indicate how excited I am about this, let me tell you, this is a thrill. I am sitting here in the studio, for those of you that are not you streaming us, I have an iPad in front of me, and I'm just pressing the iPad to get these phone calls up on the air, something we haven't done. We've got the technology. We implemented it without any real glitches, and we're able to do this now, and this is just a stone-cold blast. From that standpoint, I think Rob's going to miss it, but he's still glowing because he's getting licked in Iowa right now.
Yeah, that's true. He did email me to tell me he was very jealous, though.
This is very, very cool. Let's go to area code, and you know, the buttons are working real well, too.
Good.
Area code 224. You're on the radio. Hello, great area TV code show. 224. How are you?
Mr. O'Mara, howdy do.
What part of the world am I speaking to?
Well, you know, I'm in Chicago, Mike, and too many West Coasters calling in, so I'm representing the center of the country.
Middle of the country.
Rare Chicago call.
Middle of the country, Chicago. That is good news. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike, and enjoying the show. I'm loving this. Rob is very jealous, by the way.
Rob will be jealous, I think. He will be actually jealous that we're doing this right now. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Eric.
Eric, it's great to have you on. It's great to have Chicago representing.
Yeah.
I know Buzz lived there for a good long time.
A long time.
And it's a delight to have you on, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Little delay in Chicago. What's that?
Mark Ronick.
Yes.
S-A-D. There we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That's the first ball. Let me just say, if that becomes a staple of this show, I will be a happy man.
Thanks. Great.
S-A-D. Let's go. Let's go to area code 804. Area code 804. Hello. Who's this?
This is Dave. What's up, Mike?
Dave, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Never would have guessed.
Richmond, like Virginia. It's delightful to hear your voice, Dave. What can we do for you today, sir?
Believe it or not, I live next door to a relative of Charlie's, the Sparkles. Stuang Stabilak.
Stuang Stabilak, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Stuang Stabilak.
He wanted to know if Charles could please return his lawnmower, as in his words, "My lawn has become overgrown. It is literally a hole deep to a tall clown."
Nicely done. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate the phone call. They're starting, not much of a training session required here. They're actually coming along quite nicely.
They remember.
Let's take another local call for us here in Virginia. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tim.
Tim, what part of Virginia? What part of Virginia are you calling from?
I'm in Arlington.
You're in beautiful Arlington. Good.
Yeah. I wanted to thank you guys.
Yeah.
You may know me as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Rando from your Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah. I remember you.
My guest.
How's that zip?
Oh, come on.
It's gone down. It's
gone down? Even it's not totally gone away? I hate to get right to it, but was there any permanent scarring?
Oh.
No.
Okay, good.
Well, that's a relief.
A good man hung out a good long while.
I wanted to say I got a job.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Where are you working now?
I'm working with a real small company called Altus Consulting Corporation.
That'll be $500,
sir. Todd Moore floated my resume around to some of his friends, so.
Good. Well, he got a job through the show, which is nice. We'd like to help people.
Yeah, it's a good phone call.
Yeah.
All right.
So, thank you.
See you on Facebook.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was worth it.
Oh, come on.
Johnny Zitnose.
You had 11:26 in the poll.
Now, are you still on the line? No, he's gone.
Apparently.
Yeah, I don't think you hung up on him.
Oh, hang up.
Is it our first glitch?
I'll take care of that.
We have our first glitch.
Let's see what happens.
Do you have to reboot everything?
No, I don't think so.
All right, here. Oscar's taking my screen. We'll use this as a chance to step out, as they say on these sportscasts.
Take a little break.
Listen, we're glad to have you along. We're going to step out for a couple of words from our sponsors and come back. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back.
Let me tell you.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's do this as an opportunity to redo everything and call Rob out in Iowa. We'll get that done real quick. Because the comedy of that. Are we going to. Now, RJ, I see the panicked look on your face. How difficult is it going to be on the fly to, like, switch everything over and call out to Rob Spiewak?
I hang up and dial Rob.
Let's do it. Let's call Rob. Good. Get that working as we're talking here. The second part of our program is brought to you by our very own Amazon page.
Yay.
Bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. All of it.
All of it, damn it.
All of it. Buzz, you, I can't do it. Buzz.
All of your shopping.
There you go.
All of it, damn it.
When you think of Amazon, think MikeO'MaraShow.com. Still one of the best ways to support our show. I'm blown away by the numbers that you have generated for Amazon going through our page, and we appreciate you doing that. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Welcome back. Still to come on the program, we're going to ask Buzz about some of these near-death stories that he's bringing to the table today.
A weird day yesterday.
Lots going on, and also on the program today, we're so excited to take your phone calls. We'll do more of that. I also want to talk about cell phone show prep, which is a new way that I'm actually preparing the show.
Oh, good. That's brilliant.
You'll notice that what I'm talking about right now, when I'm referencing different things on the show, I simply have my handy little iPhone.
It's the way to do it, man. That's it.
I'm using this amazing new feature. It's called the Notepad.
That's, what?
Yeah.
It's really, really new and exciting.
How much is that?
Just came out.
It's great. So anyway, I put down weekend discipline. Because I talk about food all the time, and I talked about it the other day. Mm-hmm. But, I just want you to test me on Monday when we come in together, because I really just want to see how I do this weekend. Well, and I have to discipline myself. And in order to do that, one of the ways I do it is with peer group pressure. So if I tell you guys that I'm going to try eat decently this weekend, I want you really to quiz me on it on Monday, so that I you know, if I screw up, and I will be as honest as honest can be, I will tell you what I enjoy this weekend. And so far, so good. My day has started out very reasonable.
I'm happy you mentioned that, because I wanted to, I guess there's no better time than right now to ask you, is that tonight I actually have kind of a business dinner that I'm going with Katie Powers' boyfriend, because we work together at my main, my day job.
Guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're going out, and he calls me and says to me, I think Carl is going to come out too to hang out with Katie. Everybody knows Katie from the show.
Right.
And I was like, is Mike coming out? With your voice, are you coming out tonight? And I also wanted to clear with you that it's okay that I'm there with Katie and Carla. And you're not there at all either. I know you trust me, but
yeah,
I don't
the Carla connection, because I've touched base with Carla today. Uh-huh. What part of the world are we talking about here?
We're going to Jimmy's.
Oh, you're going to Jimmy's.
Oh, that's great temptation.
Probably not tonight for Carla.
Okay. Good for
I don't
you,
think
Mike.
Carla.
Oh, she's not going?
No, I don't.
Okay,
think
I did
she
not
is
know going. That. I just heard the word.
No, but
I wanted
you know
to run it by you.
But
first.
Incidentally, my friend, especially with your current tumultuous situation, thank you for giving me the heads up. Because all things being equal, you let me know you're going to be at a place where my wife is going to be hanging out. I'm not going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good, because if you give me the heads up, then I can look at you and say, no effing way. That's the way it goes. You see her, you do what you always do when you're with us. Go into a different room.
I just didn't know
that's right.
that if you were coming out tonight.
Well, no, I am planning on I got a golf thing for the Edge that I'm doing this afternoon, and I'm going to be up in Bum F, Maryland, and then I'm driving back through Leesburg.
Oh, I got
so that's where Carla and I are rendezvousing.
Two thumbs up.
Now, if she's going to be spending some of the evening, the early evening at Jimmy's, then I don't know about it. And I'm going to find out as soon as the show is over.
Uh-oh.
And if she has not shared that with me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if she knew I was coming.
Can we call Carla before we call? Can we call Carla before we call Rob? And do you know the number?
I have the number.
You have the number? The
oh, he does.
The one that begins with that?
The direct line.
Ustreamers are now going, still too many combinations.
Rewind here. I don't know if she knew that I was going to be there.
Okay. I don't know if she was planning on going to Jimmy's, though. I'll find out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We won't even mention you.
That's
we'll
fine.
Keep you out of it.
This will.
For now.
Sometimes she Ustreams us, though. She'll have the heads up if she's Ustreaming us. Sorry for the ice sound.
Ends in five.
What?
Ends in five.
Yeah.
That's two numbers, everybody.
Yeah.
Who would like to solve the puzzle?
Yes. Why don't you give out her social security number?
I'd like to buy a six.
And her bank routing number.
You're such a balloon head, RJ.
I think we'll be all right.
Those big fingers dialing them up.
All right, now we're calling Carla before we call Rob in Iowa.
Here we go.
Calling Carla on Skype completely randomly.
She has no idea we're calling unless she's watching.
Yeah, she might be watching. And she's probably not. She works her ass off
on
Friday. No, actually, Friday's her easy
this
day.
This is Carla.
Hey, Carla, it's Mike. We're doing the podcast right now. We're calling you on the podcast. How are you?
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm good. Hi.
Hey, listen, what were your plans before you were going to meet me in Leesburg tonight?
What were my plans?
Yeah, did you have any plans?
Before I was going to...
Did you have any plans that I might not have known of?
Oh, maybe. Well, no, but yeah, kind of. Maybe.
Where were you going to go?
Well, I know that Katie and Oscar were going to go out to Jimmy's.
Right. Were you planning on going? Were you planning on going there?
I said, you know, Katie, let me know if that's going to go through. And Katie said, I will. And plus, Oscar's going to talk to Mike about it. Mm. And then I completely forgot that you were doing your golf thing. Right. So I actually kind of forgot about it.
All right. Very cool. Oscar's very relieved right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Very, very relieved. I thought you
we
might
all
be.
Are.
I do, you know how paranoid I get with the guys on the show? That I'm really not a jealous yeah. type unless it involves men on the show, especially men under the age okay. of 70.
Yep.
You understand that, right?
Right, I do. I understand.
All right, how come you're still at work? I thought you'd take a short day on Friday.
No, I went in late today, so I am staying late.
How's your throat doing?
My throat's okay.
Okay. It's still a little scratchy, a little sore?
Yeah.
All right, do you want me to take Lucy out after the show?
Please. She probably has to go number two.
Okay. Mm. So do I, as a matter of fact.
This is awkward.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I'll
Carla,
hang up.
I disagree.
Carla, you're a great egg. You're not just a good egg. You're a great egg.
You're a great egg.
Yes.
Thanks, Oscar.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice weekend.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for calling.
Bye, Carla.
Bye, Carla.
Bye. Bye.
Mark.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, baby. That's my wife. That's right. My wife, Carla.
I like when Mark's bye, Carla.
Bye, Carla. I really would jump on you if Mike was dead.
Only if you were dead.
That could happen. I believe that. Let's call Rob Iowa.
She cleared it up.
She did. Yeah,
right. No questions asked, no fumble, no nothing.
No. Hey, that's how you know they're being honest, or they're great at lying.
But I'm a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for chaos.
It means a lot to me. All right, we're going to call Casey JJ. Are they going to be on the radio?
Of course.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mike?
This is Mike O'Mara calling from the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this the Rob Spiewak?
Hold on, may I put you on speaker?
Yes, go. Are you there with all the boys?
Hold on a second. We're on hold now to talk to you on your phone thing.
Oh. Our
they're calling number. In.
On our phone.
Are you really?
We've been trying all day. Apparently
all right, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Just we're taking care of it right now. Stop doing that. Don't call us that way.
Okay. How should we call you?
You're talking now to us.
You're on the air with us now, right, Rob.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, am I on the air there in Iowa?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Is this Rob?
Yes.
Hi, Rob. Rob, are you with the morning show, or is it just you now?
We're all here together.
Is Steve Bridges there?
Yes.
I hear him yelling.
He's in a separate studio.
I hear Steve Bridges yelling.
Well, he was going to soundproof the studios, but it was very expensive.
How is Mr. Bridges?
Everybody is very well.
Now, Rob, you're day two now of your whirlwind trip out to Iowa. How has it been getting a cat bath out there?
It's wonderful.
That's good. That's good. You're enjoying your stay. What?
Everybody, Tom Suter has the smoothest talk.
Tom Suter's is the smoothest.
I knew that.
I would have said TL would be the my choice for that guy.
You always love Tommy Lang's song.
How is TL doing? Hi, Tommy.
You know, when Dennis calls our show, glowing. I can't say we've had a better caller.
You know what? I was just pleased that Dennis made it through. I was pleased that he got through and that he was like almost one of the he probably was one of the first five callers that we got on the first segment of the Mike O'Mara Show where we took phone calls, and I was very pleased because that to me showed that Dennis was paying attention.
The man is a cancer.
Rob, how many hours now and counting since your plane touched down in beautiful Iowa, how many hours have you broadcasted?
About 11, I think.
When
but
you
I get out today in about 7 more hours, and then I got the rest of the day off after the appearance.
After the appearance?
Of course.
After the appearance. How many hours total, when you get back on the plane to come back to Washington, how many hours total will you have been serving your public?
Probably 20, 21, yeah.
21, that is great.
Thank you.
21, that's right, 4 weeks of the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob is giving Iowa right now. It's an incredible thrill. Go ahead, Oscar.
Rob, first let me say that we miss you and we can't wait to get back in town.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Rob.
While Mark is... What's that?
It's great. Mark got the jokes that I wrote for him.
Yes.
I'm not sure he did.
And I also want to say, what's it going to take when you get back? How many days do you think it's going to take that grin off your face that I see on Ustream 24/7 because you're in Iowa?
All I got to do is see Mark.
S-A-D.
So Rob, take
fire extinguisher of fun.
Rob, take me through the day now. So you've done the morning show. You guys obviously are winding things up on the morning show at KCJJ.
I wouldn't say that. We've not got to the police reports yet. We've been doing sports for 100 minutes.
All right. So sports has gone on too long. Rob hates sports. But I will say, but he's a real, hey, listen, all you listeners of KCJJ, he's a real Hawkeye fan.
Right. Well, I like them, and I love VCU.
Hey, I gotta ask you a question. Is Steve there, like, where I can hear him and he can hear me?
I can bring the phone. Oh, he's coming over to see you.
All right, make sure he comes over.
Why does the call to Rob sound worse than our phone calls to callers?
We're gonna play a little game here. Just a little game, okay?
No.
All right, Steve?
He's got us on speaker.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, let's play a little game with Rob Spiewak, okay?
Rob gets off the air tomorrow night at 11. He's doing the request show.
Okay, I've got a question for you. This is pandemonium. This is horrible. I'm trying to hear people.
You've got five guys doing shtick at once.
He's going to be on tailgaters. They run 7 hours.
I don't care. Anyway, Steve. I don't care. I don't care. Tell me.
He's still going.
He'll be at Kmart announcing the specials over the PA for 5.5 hours tomorrow night.
That's wonderful. Steve.
Yes.
Steve. And incidentally, if people are concerned, there's probably a little delay on the phone, but there is also the built-in Steve Bridges delay.
Yes.
You know, that is what we have to take into account here. Just a slight Steve Bridges delay that we have here. Steve, I'd like to play a quiz game with Rob if we can.
Sure.
Okay, and without cheating, I would like Rob to name two players from the Iowa Hawkeyes football team, either defensive or offensive players. Name two players from the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Don't help him.
Rob?
Ricky Stanzi
graduated.
But he's a player.
No, not if he graduated. If he graduated, he's not a player.
Well, you didn't specify current.
Rob, and how did you know that name?
Because I look at the game on television.
All right, we're looking for another player.
On the TV.
Okay, there's Morrison.
Yep. Jim.
That doesn't count.
Jim.
So there you go.
Rob, you're killing me. Rob, you are making me laugh. Oh, that God. Is Morrison. That guy Morrison.
How'd he guess?
Because he looks at the games on the TV.
Johnson. I got a question for you guys. Do you know what happens when you call your phone system and the lines are full?
No.
You get the gayest sounding guy.
What does it sound like, Rob?
Zoolander.
We're sorry. All the lines are full. If you want to listen to your station, please call this number because we're sorry. Mike can't come to the phone. He come down with something.
He comes along with his grown-up voice.
I can't stand it anymore.
Call on someone's speaker and hear the voice. It's great.
Hey, hey Rob, how was the casino last night?
Mark, I swear to God, I'm trying to move the phone along. Do not do that to me. You're killing me.
I was going
to
help.
Guys, we got to run. We got to run because it's hard to hear and it's hard to understand everything. Okay, buddy?
Miss you, but love you.
All right, take care, Rob. Have a great day.
Rob has more sporting events
than you. Okay. Bye, KCJJ. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Love you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Mark, it's just...
All I wanted to do was times he's cut out my mic, I wanted him to speak, and I was going to cut him out.
I know you did. I know, and I know it's fun to be in here and do this, but I do have to move the goddamn show along. Okay, that's all.
Okay.
That's all. It's been going great. I'm going to tell you something, Mark Ronick, okay? I really do... you have done an amazing job getting this software together and getting these phones up and running, okay? Please, do not be sensitive when I say that to you. It's just...
No, I'm not sensitive.
when I call KCJJ, it gets crazy because we're trying to move things along, and I wanted to get Buzz's little thing on here because this is Buzz has a murder to talk about.
Right.
Now, Buzz, you told me when we came in today, and Buzz is real low key when he wants to, you know, say something on the show. He's very low key. Basically, I might want to talk about a couple of things that happened to me. One involved Marsha calling 911 because she saw a motorcyclist get hit, and another one involves murder. I want to hear about the murder first. What the hell is going on with this?
Well, I'm eager myself to hear more details about it. It's a tragic thing. The woman who's cut my hair for the last 11 years, her son was murdered, apparently. I guess
Jesus.
Has a barber shop in Alexandria, a disgruntled former employee.
At a barber shop?
Is the prime suspect and was shot to death within the last 48 hours, I think, that this
happened.
Oh,
my God.
In Alexandria. So, you know, obviously I'm offering my condolences to her, but I've never known anybody who had somebody in their family murdered before. It's just a rare thing and a rare day yesterday. Marsha was coming out of Subway with our Thursday evening dinner of Subway sandwiches and saw a motorcyclist hit by a car.
Was it bad?
So she was the one who made. I don't think it was too bad. The guy, she didn't see any pool of blood, and the motorcyclist was talking, even if he wasn't getting up. So I think he's probably going to be okay. But she was the one who made the 911 call.
Let me lay this out there, I don't like to get heavy on people, but because I am a biker and because I know what the deal is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of year here on the East Coast where the weather begins to warm up, and let me tell you something: it is like a beehive opening up with motorcyclists. Yeah. That they go out and they hit the road. And because it has been a long, cold winter here on the East Coast, people don't realize that these little guys are out there. Mm-hmm. And they forget little things like you got to give a little extra distance with a motorcycle in front of you. Because if you rear-end a car and you're on the highway, it's a little fender bender, you might call a cop. You do that to a motorcycle, you got a real good chance of killing somebody.
That's right.
So let me just say to everybody that's in our listening audience, even if you're not a biker, if you're in a car, be aware they're coming back out. You got a lot of new bikers this time of year that
keep
have never
distance.
Been on the road before. Be wary of them and be aware because it's a very scary situation out there. I'm very, very concerned for my fellow bikers. So just be aware of that.
Give them
and
room.
My
share
condolences
the road.
To that.
Yeah. Thank you. It's just weird. I mean, many days I have no stories because life is quiet and it just hums right along. Yesterday was a rare, weird, bizarre day. And
so the lady that had this spring. This was her son?
Yes.
And she was working?
She was working at the shop where she worked.
Did you find it strange that she was working? I mean, kind of odd. That I mean, you would think she'd be like somewhere else.
Well,
you know,
no, she's stopped working now. I mean, she wrote yesterday, I think, probably from her home to let me know. But she was at work when she heard about it.
Oh, okay.
Then she stopped working and left work.
So you're that close to your barber that she'll send you a note to let you know?
She's been cutting my hair for 11 years. Yeah, we have a friendship.
Good-looking lady?
You get a little extra credit on that one.
She's fine.
She's good.
She's fine.
Your stock went up just a little bit more. Made up completely for those two interruptions. That was really good. So you're not...
No.
Okay.
No.
Just, you know, I just...
No. She's...
I just buzz, you know. I mean, we don't... You know, I don't keep tabs on you. You know
I
that.
Understand.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, there have been stories for years, you know.
That's true.
You know,
you're a passionate man.
I mean, he's a man with many passions and many interests. And, you know, I just was curious. It would just seem to me that if there was one person on the show who would, you know, be... With the hairdresser,
the
I would
cuts
think it
my
might
hair.
Be. Yeah, I mean that's and it's kind of a natural thing for a guy to bang the hairdresser occasionally. You know, you tell
I've heard of this sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, I have hairdressers in my past.
Uh-huh. I understand. yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Wow,
you know her.
Yeah.
Actually, you probably met her.
I believe I did. Yes. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that was a thing.
Don't really want to talk about it.
No, I'm not going to bring it up.
But
tell me more.
You kept paying her long after she stopped cutting her hair.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Was she not hot?
Yes, agreed.
What happened?
Well,
you've always
kind of looked like Audrey Hepburn.
You're a man of taste.
Like a fuller figure.
Que pasó? What happened?
She cheated on me.
Oh.
Yeah. She didn't cheat on me. It was more like a transition. You know, it was time for it to end.
Everybody moved
That's
on.
How, yeah. It was
I know how that feels.
Rebound relationship. Yeah. You know, it was I know. I understand. Rebound relationships are fun, though. Passionate.
I'm not even there.
Can be very passionate.
Can be fiery. Yes.
Looking forward to the summer with you. I'm going to be losing my weight as you're getting out there to experience life. And not that I don't have full faith that whatever counseling you're going through will, come to fruition.
Yeah, I'm sure it will help.
Way.
Thank you.
That's awkward. All right. Do we have phone capability before we go to break?
We're back.
Let me do this one more time because, I mean, people are really going to be disappointed if we don't take a bunch of them. Let me go. Oh, I love the iPad. It just sort of swung around on me.
Yeah.
It was so very cool. Let's go to another area code, 703. Area code 703. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Who's this?
Hello, guys.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Mauricio. I'm probably the only Bolivian listening to you guys.
Hey, Bolivian.
Hermano, what's up?
Hola, hermano. Hey, I'm as well as Oscar, I have to use a dictionary of Google sometimes.
Mauricio. Well, how's the show sounding today, Mauricio?
It's great. Let me tell you guys, I'm a limo driver. I spend about 12 or 14 hours a day. I listen to you guys, to you, Mike, in the morning. I listen to the podcast, and I listen to Biko. It's just, you guys are great. You guys are with me for at least, 6 or 7 hours a day.
Wow, that is so good.
That is great.
Mauricio, thank you so much for the call. We're glad to have you listening, and we're going to be continuing to take phone calls. You call us anytime, okay?
You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you very much. You know what? Nice. I tell you, not only do I love the fact that we are able to take calls, but the people already get it. They know that there's a little delay.
Right.
They know to keep it kind of brief.
Found
it's just, this is a lot of fun. Let's go to area code 812. Area code 812. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Is this Northern California, Stacy?
No, this is Columbus, Indiana, Stacy.
Columbus, wow. Indiana.
Hello,
wow.
Columbus.
Well represented. Now, does my question to Stacy and all you guys, would Mauricio count as an international caller because he's from Bolivia?
I would count that.
Even though he called from Virginia,
sure.
I'm not sure. Stacy, what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to say how much I love you guys, and I wanted to tell Oscar that Kara should realize how lucky she is that you even want to stay with her. I'm pulling for you guys because I love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacy. We appreciate the call. We'll take two more, and then we do have to go to a break. 802 area code. Where is this? Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Wendy from Vermont.
Oh, hold on just a second. Let me play a little music for you, Wendy. Hi there, Wendy. Could this be my first sex call?
Boys?
Is this going to be my first sex call, Wendy? Yeah.
Excellent.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm so excited to hear you.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, I'm all home on my day off.
Yeah.
You're actually taking calls.
Are you by yourself?
I had to call you.
Are you by yourself right now, Wendy?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is there a Mr. Wendy around?
There isn't.
Oh,
no.
Good. I mean, is he at work or is are you a single lady just to start with?
Single lady.
Oh, you're a single lady.
Very single.
Very, very single.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, it goes without
just
saying.
Recently.
It's been a long time. I really can't behave this badly on the radio, I'd like to.
I understand. You can pass me off if you have to.
Oscar.
Would you like to say hi to some of the younger men on the show?
I was actually thinking Buzz.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Goodbye, Lindy.
Yeah, what a shame.
Seems
that she got disconnected. She got disconnected.
Yeah, that damn software.
I
she
didn't
come
see
down
that
with
coming.
Something. All right, you know what? Hey, Monday on the show, bring it back, boys.
You
we're
going
to do this again on Monday. Lots of fun. Thanks a lot. We'll take a break, and it's time for Mark's Magic Audio Vault. We'll do that right after this.
Mustang Sally.
Are you playing that just to be funny?
Yeah.
It is funny. It makes me laugh. God, I hate this song.
Yeah.
Every bar band,
not a
every weekend warrior, suck-ass bar band in the world plays this song. And there inevitably will be a 53-year-old pig that will get out there and she'll do her little Porky steps as she's doing her little spin around moves.
With her hooves?
And
her cloven hooves.
And I'm a fat guy saying that. Rob's Magic Audio Vault, excuse me, Mark's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by CB Lucas and Heating. CB Lucas and Heating. Turn the replay up there, Mr. Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
AC and Heating.
There
actually.
It is. A little louder. There we go. It's brought to you, let me see, they made our living room studio cozy and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
CB Lucas did. A terrific guy, Mike, that runs CB Lucas here in Northern Virginia, and came out, checked out the whole system. I am actually, for the first time ever since I've lived in this house, I am looking forward to the air conditioning that I will have in this home and in this studio
for
the summertime. Mention this ad and get your AC tuned up for summer for just $69. And if you need a new high-efficiency system, call them for a free in-home estimate. Get 36 months same-as-cash financing or rebates up to $1,200 on new Trane systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas AC and Heating, or click their ad on our website. When your vocal cords are depleted, reading these commercials, I always feel like I'm doing a half-assed job of it. And it's almost the same way when you see a reporter on the news that's out in like 10 below zero weather. Your mouth kind of like works around the throat a little bit. What do we have for the audio vault today,
Mark? I was so distracted by the phones, I didn't print out a copy for you, so I apologize for
that. Okay, no problem.
But Mike, do you still consider yourself a bit of an aggressive driver?
Not as bad as I used to be, because I really do believe that is not a bright way to be. But yeah, absolutely. If I get into a situation where I feel there's any level of competition, I'm usually going to try to be a little competitive.
Well, apparently, according to Discovery Fit and Health, they have found that there's this, they've discovered a new syndrome that aggressive drivers suffer from.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to play that for you right now. It's called PSA syndrome.
PSA syndrome.
Let's listen. Sounds like The Onion to me.
That's all about.
Los Angeles at rush hour. Heat, traffic, and a woman with a spiky temper. Meet Jeannie. She's bursting to get home.
Well, you know. Oh, come on. Get your bloody ass Jaguar up there. Wanna push?
Jeannie has a rare and perplexing condition that researchers have just discovered. It's called persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
I've heard of this.
Does persistent sexual arousal make you more grumpy?
Absolutely. Yep. Makes my fuse very short. Oh, shut up. I was here before you were.
Okay, so now...
Is it, all right, I'm asking right now. It's either great satire or it's a real story.
This is absolutely real. Keep listening.
A finger, a thumb, whatever, in a door or someplace, and you've gotten it where it's beet red and it's throbbing. It's the same sensation in the fact that the clitoris has got the blood rushing, and you have that same terrible throbbing.
Wow.
So that's painful.
Yeah, very painful. And this last
So she's got like a throbbing clitoris as she's driving along?
It's nonstop.
Wow.
And this last...
Hi to Casey JJ.
Yeah, and this clip here is talking about the urgency, that she's explaining the urgency at this point. She's got to do something about this. Sorry.
Like,
for
to
some
what
reason,
she gets
the sitting in traffic is worse. And I don't like being in the traffic, so it's a combination of me getting a slow burn here now. Because
she sounds like she's 70.
Get on the way. I can't
Is she an older lady?
The house,
yeah.
Go to the bathroom and then take care of myself.
Oh, so, God.
I feel like that'll see you later.
So gross.
And she's out of there.
But oh, isn't technology here? Like, there's pocket rockets, lady. Go get one.
That's true.
Deal with yourself in traffic.
That is nasty. So it's because she's aroused, she has to take
painful.
Care of herself in order to...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever... You know, men suffer from that kind of thing.
No, trust me, that doesn't happen. I just hate the world.
Yeah.
I hate
the
world. It's not persistent arousal syndrome. Thank
I thought you guys would appreciate... CNN recently just put out a the Affleck duck auditions. We were talking about that not too long ago.
Yeah, what else do you have?
And
seriously, what else do you have? I don't want to hear that.
Fine.
I really don't. I Shamrock had that like 3 days ago.
All right, well then,
and I hated it then.
Oh, I wanted to play you
this. One of the real advantages of having two audio segments on two different shows, because if one really turbo sucks, I can spare one of the audiences that misery. And really, the Affleck is just, it's not funny. I don't think the ad is funny. I think that they are manipulating America to promotion. That, you know, my agent didn't even, I met with him today. He didn't even mention the fact that I dissed him about that. You know, when I sent him a text that said, thanks for the exclusive, when he told me to audition as the Affleck duck. They're going to give it to some no name, and because they're not going to give it to a professional, and you know, fine.
They're going to put him on Good Morning America.
Yeah, and
that's
he'll be
changed his life.
Exactly. Well, more exposure.
Well, then I'll put it up on our website. I did put together our audition tape,
but for the Affleck.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to hear that.
Okay. All right.
That's worthy of it.
Here it is.
Rob Spiewak.
Oscar Santana.
Affleck.
Mark Ronick.
Affleck.
Buzz Burbank.
Affleck. Affleck.
RJ Diaz.
Affleck.
Mike O'Mara. Here we go.
Here he comes.
Suck a dick.
Very good. Very good. Nice.
That's good. Now that's a good ender right there. Or
okay. Oh, I was going to just let you know.
I was very funny in that segment.
Yes, you were. I was just going to let you know. Did you hear that Zsa Zsa is going to have a baby?
Oh, no.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
She just had a leg.
Do you have this story?
She just had a leg amputated.
It's true, though.
Did you? Do you
no, it's
it.
Not.
It is. Here's Prince Frederick talking about it.
All right.
Going to get a baby. Are you going to use like a surrogate or? Like...
Yeah, that's what we are going to do.
Is she excited about it?
But my wife is excited. I'm excited, and we're going to go ahead with it.
Surrogate.
Was my wife?
She's 93.
She right. When we got married, I never did it. And 5 months ago, she told me. She reminded me. She said we always wanted a baby, and it never happened. I said, well, maybe it's not too late. Maybe we still can do it. And now I was up there, and we're going to go ahead. And hopefully we get a right woman, and everything
he is brain damaged.
Is it expensive to do this?
It's very expensive. It costs close to $100,000. But then it's done. It's worth it.
It's worse it.
I mean,
oh my God, that is so sick, so twisted.
Modern medicine.
But an excuse to do him next week on the show. I always like to have Prince Van Anholt.
Mike, do you want to close out with an old man telling a joke?
I just want to really close out this segment.
Okay.
No, but I mean, what do you have left?
Well, I could play the old man telling a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the Mark Ronick swan song of Running the Audio Vault. And thank you to Mark for
nice job
substituting for Rob, wearing many hats. And this is old Jews telling jokes?
Yes. All right, and this is Cliff Lander.
Telephone rings. Mr. Gordon? Yes. He says, this is Mr. Pinchas from the funeral parlor. He says, yes. He says, as you know, we've just received the body of your mother-in-law. He says, yes, I know. He says, well, tell me. He says, I don't remember the instructions from the family. Did you want us to bury her, embalm her, or cremate her? He says, you know, he says, why take chances? Do all three.
There you
go. Good night, everybody.
That, Mike, that is your audio.
That is the audio vault. Good job. Well, let me close it again. There
Thank
we go.
You.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and News right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I want to thank everybody for the phone calls. That was a successful experiment. As a matter of fact, I would call that a home run.
Yeah.
And we are really jacked to be able to do that time and time again on the show. We get it all laid out, figure out how we're going to do it, whether we can do it permanently, you know, how it works. But
it's a nice addition.
You know, for the novelty of it, very, very good today. And kudos to Mark and Oscar and everybody else and RJ, everybody that worked on that. Let's get our news segment started here, the last news of the week. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Big Duff 2. Our annual golf tournament is May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia, but you need to sign up right away. It's a day of golf, prizes, and adult hijinks, followed by our end-of-the-world after-party at a secret location. Several packages available, from the Spectator package to the Platinum package, which includes hotel, limo, bus service to the after-party as well. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason at 703-628-1343.
About the Big Duff, I do want to say that, you know, I raved out like 3 weeks ago and, you know, said, I mean, we don't get enough people right away. We have plenty of time to get people, and we have had plenty of people sign up.
It's
so
all good.
I really do have to say this every time you mention the Big Duff. That was one of my moments. I apologize for that, and in no way would we ever cancel the Big Duff. The Big Duff is
on.
It is a very interesting event because it is located in a very isolated part of Virginia.
Good word.
And it is it's like an exotic destination. And because of that, people you know, have to make their arrangements and make their travel arrangements. Mm-hmm. This is the one thing I wanted to say about the Big Duff. We already have a tremendous field that is laid out for the Big Duff.
Uh-oh. Emergency.
Another phone call.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to hang up on that. We already have a tremendous field that is out there for the Big Duff, but this is the point I wanted to make. Don't delay this because it'll be one of those deals where it is limited availability, and he shuts it down very quickly. And last year, a lot of people got shut out that wanted to participate. Right. So please, that's why are saying do it early.
That's right.
You know, you can do that. So go to our website and they'll tell you all about the Big Duff. Take it away, Buzz.
Now, you have referred to this more than once as tax day, and normally it would be, but this year it isn't. This year, tax day is Monday the 18th, and the reason for that is Emancipation Day in D.C. So for those of you in Kansas who aren't sure why the tax deadline is Monday the 18th this year instead of today the 15th, that's why, because it's Emancipation Day in D.C., the day that D.C. slaves were freed.
Wow.
That's why things are working the way they are. Now, a lot of us are in for a pleasant surprise about that. Only 51% of us are expecting a tax refund this year, 51%. But the IRS says 87% of us will actually get a refund. And with Americans,
not me.
No, nor I.
Not a nickel.
Nope.
Now, with Americans divided on just about everything these days, including the color of the sky, it's not surprising we're divided on taxes. A new Associated Press survey shows that nearly half of us, 46%, think taxes are unfairly high. And just over half of us, 54%, think they're fair or at least somewhat fair. You might be surprised to learn that nearly 3 out of 5 of us think it would be okay to raise taxes if that would cut the federal deficit. But 62% say reducing the role of government is the best way to cut the deficit, and that is where the political debate is heading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Obama administration says it hopes to strike a deal with lawmakers in the next 60 days that would cut the deficit and raise the debt ceiling. If we don't raise the debt ceiling by July, the U.S. will default on its loans and our credit goes into the crapper. Republicans understand this, but they are refusing to allow the debt ceiling to be raised unless and until we make some serious cuts. There are a lot of layers of politics at work here. Mm-hmm. Traditional Republicans are now caught between the Democrats on their left and the Tea Party on their far right. Republicans' feelings were hurt this week when the president gave an economic speech Wednesday. GOPers felt it was a cheap shot at them. The president says he was just laying out the choices. And then there are...
Is the country getting numb? Is the country getting numb to this?
How do you mean? What do you mean?
Numb to the whole debate. I think the vast majority of Americans are just absolutely sick to death of this right-wing, left-wing crap. Uh-huh. It is so dull.
Right.
It is so boring. It is so predictable.
I think they're
ahead.
I was going to say, I think they're either all in or they're all out.
All right, hold
I think
on.
Here's an American call.
I'm
going to
take this call. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hello?
They don't have...
Hi, no emergencies, are there, Joan? Joan, I am in the middle of my podcast, and we can't put you on the radio, but we're doing the show right now, and I will call you back in about 10 minutes. I will call you back in 10 minutes.
Like getting a call.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
She didn't have the 800 number.
Yeah, she didn't have the 800 number.
Mm-mm. Joan Rivers? Yeah.
I'm a landlord. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. I see.
Thanks so much.
That's about.
Well, you get a little nervous, you know, when your power gets turned off occasionally.
I think people are either all in or they're all out. I think most Americans probably are numb to this because of the division, and then there's that percentage of Americans who are still very much in the fight, as it were. Right.
You know what? I also have that iPhone ring, that emergency bomb shelter.
Why don't you just
shelter.
Silence your phone? Just,
I know.
That's one switch.
Flip the switch to vibrate.
Please.
Shut up, Oscar.
Because
I'm a tard. I'm a tard when it comes to doing this stuff.
You could put a reminder on the notepad.
I have to ask Mark and Oscar when I, like, for example, that ringer that goes, that was normally just reserved for my wife, and somehow now
it's on all the things.
That? Yeah, fix it. Okay. Go ahead. Thank you. Don't do anything funny.
And then there are the hot button social issues that get tangled up in all this that have little or nothing to do with the budget. Yesterday, the Democratic Senate defeated House Republican measures to kill Planned Parenthood and health care reform. That debate was fueled in part by a ridiculous claim by Arizona Republican John Kyle that well over 90% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions. Kyle's office now says he misspoke. In truth, well over 90% of what Planned Parenthood doesn't do has to do with abortions.
Yeah, but you know what? Do we really need a Planned Parenthood? I mean,
yes.
See, I'm somebody who actually thinks... out of the box, where I think they're both full of crap. I think putting Planned Parenthood on this pedestal as something that, I'm sorry, you can get this done in school. You can get this done with a decent parent. You can get this done in a variety of ways. Planned Parenthood is a BS organization.
Yeah, disagree.
That's
wrong.
It's totally not necessary, Buzz.
It is because
you come from the left and everybody from the left says you need Planned Parenthood. You don't need to, why have Planned Parenthood? What, to tell people to use condoms and to tell kids to practice abstinence? What is the real reason for it?
Among other things, it has saved lives in screening women for ovarian cysts and other things. That's what
doctors are for. That's what we have new healthcare for.
And doctors are not available in some neighborhoods where Planned Parenthood is.
I'll tell you from the outside looking in, I actually agree with Buzz because when I was younger and, you know, I really couldn't open to my parents about sex, I knew that I could go to Planned Parenthood to find out a little more information.
You serious about that?
Yeah, 100%.
You went to Planned Parenthood to find out about sex?
In Wheaton, Maryland.
A lot of people do. Yes. A lot of people do.
All right, well, the Hispanic issue aside.
And look at
Oh, Archie. The head of our air traffic controllers has resigned under pressure after a half dozen incidents of controllers asleep in the tower. A second controller is now being added to the graveyard shift at more than two dozen airports in the hope that at least one of them will remain conscious.
You know, I talk about this show on The Edge, but as I said, I don't nearly talk about The Edge on this show as much as I probably should to do that show justice. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, on 105.9 The Edge, one of my favorite bits this week is Howie Dozer, the air traffic controller at the Reagan National Airport. And the thing I liked about doing that bit is when he was bringing planes in, every single airline, and I didn't relent from this. Every airline was a defunct airline.
Pan Am, so, TWA,
Braniff. Every plane he brought in was Piedmont Flight 270. Eastern was on there. Pilgrim was on there.
Yes.
I remember Pilgrim Airlines when I was a kid.
Wow.
And we were connecting in New York City to fly to Bradley, to my hometown in Connecticut. And we went in, and one of the guys, this commuter guy, you know, a day in New York City with his tie undone, and I'm walking out with my mom and dad, and we're walking on this Pilgrim Airlines plane that looked like something seriously effing Amelia Earhart flew. And the one guy gets on, and he goes, hey, the businessman says to the pilot who was waiting at the bottom of the stairway for this 8-seat plane, who's going to wind the rubber band? And I remember the pilot got pissed.
Oh, man.
And it was a night flight, and we sat down, and as we sat down, hand to God, the pilot brought out a flashlight to look at the instruments.
Oh, no. Oh.
I was on that plane. Lucky to be here today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll mention a couple of long-running soap operas being canceled for two reasons. All My Children and One Life to Live are going off the air because more women are working outside the home now and because reality shows are much cheaper for networks to produce. In other words, it's the economy.
It's the economy, stupid.
We also mention it because it's another nail in the coffin of scripted television series now, even in daytime TV.
Those soap opera actors can go work for Planned Parenthood.
Only if we keep Planned Parenthood.
Oh, that's right.
They still won't win an Emmy.
Yeah, but you know what you hear? You hear about Planned Parenthood. It ought to be called Plan de Parentico.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's what it ought to be.
I took my white girlfriend there.
Okay, can you imagine that? Seriously, him going, oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Problem?
It's a plan B, my friend.
You know, that's so a
real.
Pill.
He's so real. So virile.
That's funny.
And Warner Brothers says no matter what you hear from Charlie Sheen, he is not returning to 2.5 Men.
He not only just laid a bunch of his life out there, but he did so casually.
That's right.
Wow.
Finally, comfort first, complying with the law second.
Right.
Police in Ontario have cited a driver for seatbelt violations after noticing that his front passenger seat was actually a Lazy Boy recliner.
Wow. RJ.
And in Coral Springs, thank you, Florida, a cop turned on his lights and ordered a woman to pull over because her brake lights were out. She ignored him. So he bumped the siren and used the loudspeaker again, lights still flashing, and still she ignored him. What she was doing while all this was going on was sitting at a drive-through window at McDonald's ordering lunch with the cop right behind her in the drive-through lane. He finally got her to really stop at a red light after she'd finished ordering lunch.
There you go. Priorities.
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wait, thank you very much, Buzz.
Let me clear up. Plan B was the day after pill.
Oh.
Not an abortion.
You know what?
Okay.
Almost okay. Thank you very much. That's good. You know, that's good. Glad you cleared that up.
Thank you.
There would be people that would be bitter over the weekend
about
that.
And if you shut it down, he'd be sitting there holding a baby.
This is true. Our show today was brought to you by Coastal Studios. Headed to Myrtle Beach, check out Coastal Studios and their breathtaking beach portraits for couples, singles, and families. Hear my voice getting better? Because it's getting closer to beer 30. Mention TMOS for a free photo session, an $85 value, or get a free portrait. Veteran-owned, military discounts always available. Coastal Studios, the perfect portrait for the perfect vacation. Visit them on Facebook at coastalstudios.net or click their ad at mikeomarashow.com. That's it. Thank you all for your phone calls.
Yeah.
Thanks to KCJJ, Steve Bridges, Rob Spiewak. We'll be back on Monday, and we'll see you as well. For Buzz Burbank, Mark Ronick, Oscar Santana, RJ Diaz, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Thank you.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. How will I remember the look was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The son of a preacher man, yes, he was. He was. Oh, yes, he was.
The only one who could ever reach me.
He was the sweet talking son of a preacher man.
The only boy who could ever teach me.
I guess he was the son of a preacher man.